Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Dhanuka Agritech Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Antique Stock Broking Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Manish Mahawar from Antique Stock Broking Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I am pleased to host today's earnings call of Dhanuka Agritech. We have a leadership team represented by Mr. M.K. Dhanuka, Chairman, Mr. Rahul Dhanuka, Managing Director, Mr. Harsh Dhanuka, Executive Director, and Mr. V.K. Bansal, CFO, on the call. Without any delay, I would like to invite Mr. M.K. Dhanuka to start with opening comments, post which we will move to the Q&A. Thank you, and over to Dhanuka.
Thank you, Manish ji. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I, M.K. Dhanuka, Chairman of Dhanuka Agritech Limited, welcome you all to the Q1 and FY26 earnings call. I have with me Mr. Rahul Dhanuka, Managing Director, Mr. Harsh Dhanuka, Executive Director, and Mr. V.K. Bansal, CFO of the company. As you are aware, Dhanuka Agritech is a leading Indian agrochemical company. Dhanuka is working with the vision of transforming agriculture. We have a pan-India presence in all major states to reach out to more than 10 million farmers with our products and services. Dhanuka's key focus has been on the introduction of novel chemistries and extensive product development, distinguishing us from the rest of the industry. With four manufacturing units and 41 warehouses across India, we cater to around 6,500 distributors and 80,000 retailers. Dhanuka has a strong sales and marketing team to promote and develop new products. Dhanuka, with two R&D laboratories, has world-class NABL-accredited laboratories, as well as an excellent team for new product registration and development. Dhanuka has international collaboration with 10 leading global agrochemical companies from Japan, the U.S., and Europe, which helps us to introduce the latest technology in India. The April to June 2025 quarter remained challenging for the Indian agrochemical industry. A delayed and uneven onset of the southwest monsoon impacted the timely sowing of kharif crops, leading to subdued demand for agri inputs, particularly herbicides. Farmers exercised caution in purchases due to uncertainty in rainfall and lower realization from previous harvests. Additionally, channel inventories remained elevated in certain regions, further affecting primary sales. However, towards the later part of June, rainfall improved, reviving optimism for the upcoming season and setting a foundation for recovery in the second quarter. India is likely to achieve a new record in food grain production during the 2025-26 kharif season starting next month, buoyed by forecasts of above-normal monsoon rains. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecasted an above-normal southwest monsoon for the entire 2025 kharif season, that is, June to September. As shared in the last call, we introduced one new 9(3) product in Q1, Dhanuka, with the help of the Hoko Chemicals Japan, which is a herbicide for paddy crop, and it has received encouraging response from farmers, especially in the south region. Further, I would like to share that we are on track to introduce the second product from our Dahej plant in H2 of FY26. Also, our sales of bifenthrin technical from Dahej is on track in line with our annual objective. Now moving on to the financial performance for the last quarter, our revenue from operations stood at rupees 528.29 crores in Q1 of FY25-26 versus rupees 493.58 crores in Q1 of FY24-25, showing a growth of 7%. EBITDA stood at 83.19 crores in Q1 of FY25-26 versus rupees 71.72 crores in Q1 of FY24-25. Profit after tax stood at rupees 55.5 crores in Q1 of FY25-26 versus rupees 48.89 crores in Q1 of FY24-25. Zone-wise share of turnover for Q1 of FY25-26 is North India 31%, East India 9%, West India 41%, and South India 19%. Product category-wise share of turnover for Q1 of FY25-26, insecticides 23%, fungicides 11%, herbicides 50%, others 16%. The shareholders of the company in the 40th annual general meeting held today at 11 a.m. declared the final dividend of 100%, that is rupees 2 per equity share, having face value of rupees 2 per share. The company has already rewarded its equity shareholders with buyback of 5 lakh equity shares at the rate of rupees 2000 per equity share, absorbing rupees 100 crores. We consider ourselves responsible towards securing the farmers' welfare and preserving food security of the nation. We continue to strengthen our association with the agriculture universities, Krishi Vigyan Kendra, and other critical institutions to impart knowledge and latest technology to the farmers. Thank you very much for your kind attention, and now we would like to open the forum to take the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the onset of monsoon was in fact earlier this year, and overall our revenue growth has been flattish, I mean a single digit, 7% odd. So if you can throw some light on that, despite monsoon being early, why are we not seeing significant growth in Q1?
Right.
In terms of revenues.
Right. So monsoon did happen the way it happened, and when it was raining in May, that rain was actually out of place and not the monsoon rains, so to say. And that rain did not do much to help some critical crops like soybean and cotton. In fact, it led to re-sowing in many places, which means that whatever farmer had sown got wasted and farmer had to go again for sowing the seeds. So that was a re-sowing that happened. And there was a mismatch in the crop cycle and the consumption opportunity, because of which this quarter has shown single-digit growth.
Okay. And so on the full-year guidance, if you can again allude, are we sticking to the full-year guidance in terms of revenue and EBITDA margin?
Yeah, so in terms of revenue, we are committed to our double-digit growth, maybe a smaller, but we are sticking to our double-digit growth objective.
And in terms of EBITDA margin also, do we still stick to the guidance?
In terms
yes.
of EBITDA margin, we are of the opinion there would be around 100 basis point decline in the EBITDA margin in this financial year.
In this financial year. Okay. And sir, is it possible to share the capacity utilization at our plant, technical plant?
So capacity utilization for the entire year will be close to 60% in this year.
60%. Okay. And in terms of top line, is it possible to share some number?
For the Dahej plant, this year
we are
expecting a revenue of 65 crores.
Okay. Fair enough. That's it from my end. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, so how much was the B2B sales and EBITDA in Q1? And similarly, what was royalty income pertaining to beer products?
You see, from beer product, royalty, in terms of royalty, is around 9 crore.
And what was the B2B sales and EBITDA in Q1?
B2B sales is not really significant.
Okay, my second question was, so we saw material drop in our ITI index in Q1. Any particular reason behind this?
You see, the ITI index dropped because obviously this is ITI index pertains to the current year plus last 3 years. So basically this year we have launched only one molecule, and 3 years ago we launched One Kill and Tornado. Their contribution is bigger as compared to this year contribution of Dinkar, because of which IT index has declined as compared to the previous year.
Okay, got it. My question was on Tempra and Tiger Cooper are two molecules. So I just wanted to know that compared to the potential of these two molecules, currently where do we stand at in terms of, let's say, market coverage and our wallet share? And also, how has the price trends or competition intensity been in these two molecules for us?
Tiger and Tempra.
Yes, Tiger Cooper and Tempra.
Yeah, right. So Targa Super finds its opportunity in soybean, cotton, groundnut, black gram, onion. And depending upon the crop acreage shift, the consumption sometimes does shift. So for example, we are very upbeat about the onion opportunity, which has emerged with onion prices going up. So Targa will find a very good opportunity in onion and black gram. However, it has received a setback in soya markets of Madhya Pradesh, where weedicide consumptions have been subdued in the first quarter. And
my question was, in terms of market coverage and wallet share, where do we stand currently compared to the potential of these molecules?
Yeah, so market coverage is like in its top chemistry. This is a top chemistry and grassy weed killer. In that chemistry segment, it is one of the leading products, although many, in terms of the competition, many more products and generics have been launched. Targa Super still commands a premium position with the farmer in soybean and cotton. And Sempra, which is a herbicide finding opportunity in sugarcane and maize, is like really doing well. We have launched variants also of Sempra this year, earlier in Tizom shape. And Sempra is being really well accepted with growing acreages of maize and increasing value of sugarcane.
Okay. And so what would you say, like how many brands currently for us might be more than, let's say, 50 or 100 crores versus 5 years back? And how many of these brands would be tie-up products versus announced?
So you see, brand-wise revenue, we do not disclose, we do not share the number.
No, I am not asking for any revenue figure, but just like how many brands would be greater than 50 or 100 crores for us? number of plants, like on the revenue
per yearly plant. Basis is around more than is around 10 on yearly basis.
More than equal, more than around 10.
Around 10 brands, 50 crore plus. As
okay.
You see, right. 5 years ago, maybe 2-3.
Okay, and like out of these 10 brands, like just approximately, do we know how many would make tie-up products versus in-house products?
Maybe around 50-50.
Okay, got it. Okay, I'll join back in the queue.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Darshita Shah from DSP Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for taking my question.
Sorry to interrupt you, ma'am. Your voice is very low. Please use your handset.
Is it better now? I am on my handset. Is it better now?
Yes, ma'am. Better.
Okay. So my first question was regarding how the liquidation has been so far in the month of July and if we have seen any improvement on sequential basis so far in the second quarter.
Yes. So the month of July has been better in terms of consumption over the previous quarter, although the previous quarter concluded with inventories in the pipeline. So the net effect is subdued only for the July as well, because as a matter of hygiene practice at Dhanuka, we try and take back unsold stocks from the market. So July consumptions have moved forward. However, soybean as a crop remains subdued in terms of weedicide consumption.
Okay. And in your opening remarks, you mentioned that a few regions are seeing elevated channel inventory. Could you throw some light on that and if channel inventory has reduced at this point?
Yes. Herbicide segment in particular is seeing more of channel inventory. And we have seen this happening in Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, parts of Karnataka and Telangana also, where soybean has been an important crop. Herbicide consumption has been subdued in cotton also in large parts of Telangana, Karnataka and Maharashtra. So these two crops and their relevant geographical pockets are having still inventory for the channel.
Got it. Okay. And what is your sense on how the demand should improve for probably the rest of the quarter? And are we yet to place our inventory for insecticides and fungicides at this point, or is it already done and should that number be seen in the second quarter volume growth?
It has rained really well, I believe, which is already showing significant jump in fungicide consumption. And we are pretty upbeat about the insecticide consumption also coming up pretty soon. So this is the time when insecticide consumptions happen. But the widespread and intense rain is also going to give a boost to the fungicide portfolio. So both the segments are going to have an upbeat time over the next 50-60 days. Further, these increased rains would help the farmer to increase the acreages wherever possible. Paddy is going to get a booster with this rainfall. So we are also looking at a very strong consumption in paddy with a very strong portfolio that we have to offer to the paddy farmer across the country.
Got it. How is the pricing pressure now in the domestic market? And Bansalji mentioned that we are still expecting a 100 bips decline. Although the first quarter has still seen a YOY increase on EBITDA margin front. So, I mean, how are we expecting this 100 bips decline to come on the EBITDA margin front? And I mean, when will that kind of play out?
Yeah, you see, in the quarter one, the gross margin is comparatively on lower side. And if you see in the previous financial year, quarter two, gross margins were 42%, that is ever highest. And you see, because of the ban in food biofertilizer molecule, which is highly profitable because of product mix, we are seeing the impact in the gross margin. And last year we could get the advantage of the declining trend in the technical prices, which is now arrested. Prices are more or less stable. Therefore, we are expecting a 100 basis point decline in the gross margin, and since we are expecting the double-digit growth on lower side, so similar impact would appear on the EBITDA as well.
Got it. And my question on the pricing pressure that we are witnessing in the market currently.
Could you repeat that? I am not getting it.
No, sir. Any pricing pressure on the technicals or the formulation front that we are witnessing at this point?
Pricing pressure across our wide portfolio, there are some products which have felt pricing pressure, but this incessant rainfall which has happened over last 4 or 5 weeks has actually given a boost to some herbicides and insecticide and fungicide consumption. What I'm looking at is stable to northward pricing in coming weeks.
Okay, got it. And just one last question on if we can break down the 7% top line growth number between volume and price.
You see, there is hardly any difference in the value and volume growth. The volume growth is actually 5%, and 7% value growth is coming on account of the 9 crore payment received from Bayer India towards net economic benefit.
Got it. And sorry, just one last on the Hage, if you can give the first quarter revenue and the EBITDA loss that we saw during the quarter.
EBITDA loss is in first quarter is 3 crore.
And revenue is 16.5 crores.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Hussein Baruchwala from Carnival Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Last year we had a revenue growth of almost 33% in the Q1, and because there was sales return in Q2, our numbers were subdued. This year in the Q1, our revenue is just 7% and still guiding a double-digit growth at the higher end of double-digit. So how do you see the numbers going forward? Do you see the sales return will be lower, or because the season has shifted a little bit in Q2, is that the reason also we need to look into?
Yes, so we are pretty upbeat that given the subsequent rainfalls and the agriculture spread, we are going to have a double-digit growth, and we are quite positive about that. We have made necessary corrections in our forecast of intensive growth or EBITDA correction as well. So we are pretty confident we'll be doing double-digit growth.
And that to higher end of double-digit, right?
Double-digit, yes.
Got it. And sir, in terms of when you look at your competitors, they have reported a very strong set of numbers. Compared to our numbers, are a little softer comparatively. Any sense on why is our numbers a little softer? If you can give some glimpse in that sense.
Well, I can give a reason if that could satisfy you. If we compare quarter on quarter, then last year quarterly performance was certainly superior, much superior for Dhanuka, which means a much better and wider base as compared to our competitors. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
Correct. That
for one.
Got it. So that is from my side. We join the queue.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Shubham Panderia from Tamohar Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, yeah. You are.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. So in our opening note, we mentioned one of the reasons for the subdued growth was due to lower realization from previous harvests, right? So my question is, do we have our portfolio exposure for the top 5 crops?
I don't know what you exactly said in the first part. I'm not very sure of that. But the quarter one growth is subdued also because of Dhanuka having a deeper weedy side portfolio, soybean and cotton. Soybean and cotton herbicide consumption has been muted. And that's the reason, one of the key reasons why this has been low.
Okay. So, question: what are our top five products based on the full we have of herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides combined?
Right. So, our main crops remain rice, fruits and vegetables, sugarcane. We have significantly expanded our portfolio in maize. Chili has been an important crop, and we have positioned ourselves strongly in grapes as a horticulture segment. Conventionally, soybean has been a very important crop for us, which has had a muted herbicide consumption this year. Targa Super, Sempra, Cover, Lanevo, Decide, these are some of our key products.
Okay.
And we have wide offering across all segments, insecticide, herbicides, and fungicides.
Okay, understood. Going forward launches that we plan for FY26, we do have the number on that.
Sir, your voice is cracking for me. I can't catch you.
So I'm asking the number of launches that the rest of the year.
Sorry, not able to catch you.
Can you use your handset? Your voice is breaking.
I am on my handset. Is it clear now?
Yes, sir. Please
yes, it's
ahead.
Better.
Yeah, so I was asking about the launches that you have planned for the coming year.
We have already launched a paddy herbicide from Hoko, Japan, in name of Denker. As we speak, the product is being consumed in South India. Hoko team, along with Dhanuka team, is covering length and width of Telangana and Andhra Pradesh right now, which is a paddy herbicide. Moving ahead, we will be launching Kinzan, which is again a Nissan Japan fungicide for grapes and potato. Then we of course have launched Melody Duo this year, which we acquired from Bayer Crop Science last year. And going forward, we will be launching few more products, at least two more Me Too products this year.
Okay, so Dinkar, one fungicide and
right. Your voice is cracking, sir. I couldn't catch you.
Sir, can you please use your handset?
Yeah. I am on my handset. I don't know why it's cracking. It's fine. I'm done with my questions. I'll join the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Prashant Biyani from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Rahulji, you just mentioned that we have a deeper weedicide portfolio which has not done well in Q1. And I would assume most of the season would be over. And then last year we had a good launch year. Vis-a-vis that, the number of launches may be a bit less this time. But still, you are sounding pretty confident of a double-digit growth, which is fine. But where from is this growth then coming from?
Right. So, Prashantji, we have had a setback in soybean and cotton herbicides. So, yes, that has kind of pulled us back. So, we have recalibrated our whole approach in terms of how we are going to catch the remaining season. Our launches, which included last year, were Lanevo, which is an insecticide, Myco Super, which is a plant nutrition booster, Purge, which was a soybean herbicide, and many more products. So, while Purge has had a setback in terms of our last year launches, our other last year launches, various other launches which we are going to do this year, are going to drive the growth along with our very strong portfolio of 90 products.
Right.
And sir, the delayed start to rainfall that we have seen in Andhra and Telangana, that would not have hampered the herbicide demand. It would have just deferred it. Is the understanding right?
Yeah. Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, like nothing has shifted. Actually, everything is on track and appears to be good.
And sir, SkyMet's forecast at the start of monsoon and so for IMD as well was, I think, both of them were expecting heavy or
good rainfall in August, September. Yeah.
In,
August, September,
in Central India. In Central India. And till now also it has been fine, but still herbicide demand has been impacted. What is the reason for that?
So what happened is the seed sowing which was done for soybean and in various geographies of Madhya Pradesh, Maharashtra, it actually got washed out because of the heavy rainfall at that point of time. Farmer had to go for re-sowing wherever he could. And then the opportunity did not coincide with the application of different herbicides. So herbicides in different categories where Dhanuka offers pre-emergence, post-emergence, broadleaf, narrow leaf, option one, option two. So all these herbicides for Dhanuka as well for the industry has been impacted. Now at Dhanuka, because we do a relatively faster churn, so whatever was not consumed in May was picked back in June. Whatever is not consumed in June is picked back in July. We have a more clear picture of the pipeline inventory and what is it we are going to do, what is our channel partner going to do as a matter of corrective action to keep the business on track.
Sure, sir. Thank you for answering the question.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shubham Sehgal from SIMPL. Please go ahead.
Hello, Adarji.
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yes. My question was on exports. So what is the size of exports registrations portfolio now in terms of number of molecules? And also in terms of number of countries or types, how has it grown versus 2024? And how much of this is manufactured in-house?
Yeah, so export registration portfolio is only for the products that we are manufacturing at Dahej. And the Melody range of products, these are the only products for which we are going for the international registrations. And for the Dahej products, currently it is one product, bifenthrin. And as mentioned earlier, we'll be introducing the second product by H2 of this year. And accordingly, the registration process will start after that. So in terms of the registrations for the existing product, we have applied for registration in about 6-7 additional countries in this year. And the Melody range of products and the Tridimnol as well, these are registered in more than 25 countries across the world. So we are in the process of registration transfer of these registrations.
Okay, okay, got it. Thank you. My next question was, so like when we are reporting our different segments in our presentation,
sorry to interrupt. Shubham sir, your voice is breaking.
So, is it better now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so my next question was, so we report our different segments like insecticides, herbicides, fungicides, and there is also others segment. So I just wanted to ask, what products and segment, like what products are in the other segment, and like do you see any like growth or like quarter one, because like the ratio towards the other segment has increased. So what is in the other segment and what drove the growth?
In other segment covers the basically sale of technical bulk and PGR category, and growth is double, in double digit.
Could you repeat, sale of what?
Sale of molecule PGR category and bulk and technical, that comes under other category, and the growth in other category is in double digit.
Okay, all right, got it. My next question was, like if we see the royalty income of 13 crores, like is this from the two beer products we arrived? Like the royalty of income of is this from the two beer products that we acquired?
I couldn't get the question. Can you repeat your question?
In this quarter,
my question is, yeah, so the royalty income, was this solely from the two beer products?
Yes.
Okay, got it. My next question was, we had talked about manufacturing to traded revenue mix at 85:15 in 2025. So what products are there in the traded segment?
Can you repeat your question?
So we have like kind of two segments, one is manufacturing and one is traded products or traded revenue. So what
right.
products do we have in the traded revenue?
You see, in the traded category, there are 7-8 brands which we take from our basically in technical tie-up or the principles in the packed form like Tornado, Dabush, Naboob,
Largo,
these are the molecules. And a few more, right?
Okay, got it. Just last question. So, we saw markdown in the value of investment in the IoTech World Aviation, like the drone manufacturing company. It was markdown from 31 crores to 22.5 crores.
Yeah.
Right.
So, what explains this?
Basically, that this loss is basically provided on the basis of valuation report on mark-to-mark basis.
Okay, all right. So it's because of mark-to-mark basis. Okay. Just last question on in our investment itself.
Sorry,
so we have.
Sir, can you come back in queue? Your voice.
Okay, sure, sir.
Yes, sir. Please. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and 1 now. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. Participants who wish to ask questions may please press star and 1 at this time. The next question is from the line of Ankit Gupta from Bamboo Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity. So I just wanted to check, on the technical prices, the prices, as you were saying, have stopped declining and have stabilized. So, how do you see the technical prices, trending for this financial year and if possible next financial year? Are we seeing, Chinese oversupply coming down, and how is the inventory situation globally for the technical prices? Any views on that?
Okay, so the technical prices in general are now inching upwards or flat, and for the entire year, as we communicated in the previous quarter, we are expecting maybe a 2% increase in the overall volume versus value, 2% higher value because of the price increase. So that is the scenario. Regarding the price pressure from China, right now also the price pressure is there. That is the low prices are prevailing in most of the products. There are few products where the prices have increased to a certain extent, but on a larger product portfolio, there has been not a significant increase in the prices as yet. Globally, the technical prices remain stable, although the demand seems to have picked up in last few months.
Sure. So you're saying, demand in the key markets like US, Latin America, and even Europe has picked up now over the past few months?
Yes, it is starting to pick up. Still, there are inventories of selected products in these markets as well. But in general, in comparison to FY25, FY26, the demand is better.
Sure. And secondly, on our technical plant in Dahej, how many products are we manufacturing currently, and how do you see its performance for this financial year, next financial year?
Yeah, so this financial year we are expecting a revenue of 65 crores. Currently, we are manufacturing one product, and in H2 we will be introducing the second product from Dahej. So that is for this year. And for next year, we are working on number of products in our R&D lab, and some of them have qualified for further development, and we'll be announcing when we'll be introducing more products in the future.
So, and this will all be generic products, right?
Yeah, these will all be generic products.
Okay. Any update on, we were looking to get into CDMO contracts with some of our partners on the formulation side. Any progress on that?
There are ongoing discussions, but no deal has been signed as yet.
Okay. Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
Thank you. Once again, I would like to thank all the investors and analysts for your support and confidence in Dhanuka. With setting up a plant in Dahej and expanding our reach in 20 plus countries by acquisition of two brands from Bayer, we have embarked on our next era of growth and business success. I reassure our stakeholders that we are committed to the task of transforming the landscape of agriculture and farmers in India. India ka pranam, har kisan ke naam. Thank you and goodbye until next time.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Antique Stock Broking Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Rahul ji.